ツナマンだ。ツナマンだ。ツナマンだ。ツナマンだ。ツナマンだ。ツナマンだ。
I'll begin my talk this morning by reading a passage from one of the letters of Denyo Shonin. Denyo Shonin is here, the portrait of him is here in the Onaijin, just to the left of our Buddha image. Denyo Shonin was one of the great revitalizers of our Buddhist tradition, the eighth Gomonshu, who lived in Japan from 1415 to 1499, over 500 years ago. Denyo Shonin の五文章の一部を拝読して始まりたいと思います。合唱をお願いします。Please join me in 合唱。The place called Osaka in the Ikutama area, Higashinari District, Setsu Province, must have had some connection with me from the distant past. After it took my fancy by chance in the latter part of autumn in the fifth year of Meio, I had a temple of sorts built here. Now 3 years have passed. I feel that I have some close karmic relationship with this place from the past. In regard to this, the fundamental reason for living in this place is not to spend a life relaxed here or to enjoy a life of luxury and glory or a life of seclusion appreciating flowers, birds, breezes, and the moon. My sincere hope is only to see an increase in numbers of the practicers who have attained the entrusting heart and of those who recite the Nembutsu, all for the sake of attaining the supreme enlightenment.
そもそも東国摂取東成の氷生玉の庄内大阪という在庄は王子なりいかなる約束のありけるにや三ぬる明王大号の秋下旬の頃よりかりそめながらこの在庄を見染めしよりすでに肩のごとく一重の坊やの建立せしめ当年は早すでに三年の清掃を経たりきこれすなわち王爵の祝宴朝からざる因縁なりと覚えわんべりぬそれについてこの在住に享受せしむる源元のはあながちに一生涯を心安く過ごし栄が栄養を好みまた花鳥不月にも心を寄せず哀れ無常菩提のためには新人欠場の行者も繁盛せしめ念仏をも孟さん共柄も出来せしむるようにはあわれしともう一年の志を運ぶばかりなりとナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツ Good morning, everyone. 皆さんおはようございます。Thank you for joining us this morning for our memorial service in memory of those who passed over to the other shore in this month of June. This temple observes an important commemoration in the month of June. This year is 77 years, June 27th, since this present site was purchased. 77 years ago, the members of our Sangha pooled their resources and purchased this site
for what at the time I imagine was a king's ransom of $2,600 for this property. And this was, of course, just a little over 1 year before the outbreak of the Second World War. And so there was a question at the outbreak of the war. Many Japanese American, all Japanese Americans were having to make a decision about what to do with the property that they owned. And many members of our Sangha at the time were making difficult decisions to sell their homes, sell their businesses, often for much less than their actual worth. And so the question then came, what do we do with this property that was recently purchased? And the general consensus that was building was to resell the property and then redivide the return the donations that had been made to those who had supported this purchase. で、まあ、この仏教会のこの土地はちょうど今月で77年前にあのそういう買うことだったんですね。あのこうあの購入した1940年の6月の27日でここを2600ドルで購入したんですね。で、あの、まあ、ちょうど1年半ぐらい経ったらまた戦争に始まったらこの土地をどうしようと思ってね。で、あの、まあ、多くの方々はじゃあまた売ってそのあのお布施した方々にその分を返そうというのがあったんですね。
However, it's thanks to the voice of Mr. Yasuhiko Shin, we are told in our temple, the record of our temple history, said that Mr. Shin was the first one to raise a voice of dissent. It said that he was often one to play the devil's advocate and to present the other side, and he was the one who began the argument that we should hold on to this property for the potential of, again, creating a future sangha. Future Sangha, future temple place. Prior to this, the temple had been moving from place to place, sharing its property with the Imperial Laundry of Mr. Yamanouchi, sharing the property with different businesses and other Japanese language schools and aspects of the community. And so there was a sense that we should have our own space here. And during the difficult years of the Japanese internment, the Second World War, this property remained as the property of this Sangha, of our temple community, so that when people returned to this community after the war, then we were able to begin to develop this space. で、まあ、戦争中にはあの売ろうという話があったんですけど、新安彦様のおかげでこれをじゃああのいや持とうという声を最初に上げて、そしてこれを戦争の間にずっとこの土地を持てたということですね。戦争終わったらサンマテオに帰ってこられた方々が、そしてここをあのまたあの寺を建とうということですね。
And so during the war years, also this Onaijin that we have here, these adornments, prior to the war were at the San Francisco Buddhist Church.
で、この Onaijin は戦争が始まる前にサンフランシスコ仏教会ですね。
So these items are over 100 years old. They were survived the great Tokyo, or not Tokyo, the great San Francisco earthquake in 1906.
そして、1906年にあったサンフランシスコ大地震のあった時に、このお将軍、この悟空殿と趣味団はサンフランシスコ仏教会にあって、地震の時にその時にあったんですね。
However, during the war years, there were some damage was sustained, and so after the war, the decision by the San Francisco temple was made to replace the altar items, and these items were then generously gifted to our Sangha.
そしてあの戦争が終わったらサンフランシスコ仏教会が新しくきれいなあの趣味壇、悟空殿と埋辱をあこういうあの入れる取り入れることになって、これはサンマテオにあの私たちがいただいたんですね。
However, in 1947, we didn't have a temple. for them to be placed in. でもその1947年 の, あの時点ではここお寺がなかったんですね。
So they were stored, again very generously, by a Sangha member, Mr. Fujimaru Marubayashi. Apparently had a nice spacious basement and was able to find room for these items in his home.
そして Marubayashi Fujimaru さんがこの将軍のものが自分の家にあの大きなあの地下室があったみたいでそこにしばらくあったんですね。
Where they, these items remained there until the construction of our social hall was completed. The social hall, this building next door, was constructed in 1952.
そして1952年に隣のこう今のソーシャルホールがあの多目的の本堂として建ってたんですね。
And so at that time, we also had that year, 1952, also saw the assignment of our first full-time minister here.
そして1952年は最初にあの棚大将先生がここに赴任としてなったんですね。
Prior to that, our temple had been cared for by the Buddhist Church of San Francisco, and then with the arrival of Reverend Tana, who also was assisting the Buddhist Church of the Palo Alto Buddhist Temple, then we had...our own minister, and our temple began a new stage of its life. And it was also that year, 1952, that we had our first temple bazaar.
そして1952年は最初のお寺のバザーがあったんですね。
I came across this information when I was perusing in our attic, and I came across this book here in the attic, in our, rather up in the mezzanine area.
私はあのこうメズニーにいっぱい本が置いてあるんですけど、この本があの置いてあったんですね。
And so I was looking at their many books, all kinds of dates, 1977, 1978, 1982, but this one jumped out at me because written on the side here it says 1952 to 1958, Junior YVA.
これは1952年から1958年までの Junior YVA の、レコードね、いろいろな記憶が書いてあるんです。
And it talks about how one of the first officers of the Junior YBA included some familiar names. This is Michiko Takeshita. Some of you may be familiar with her. These days we know her as Mrs. Michi Mukai. Also Ritsuko Furuya, a regular member here. And Lucy Ikeda, who is now Lucy Hamai over at the Berkeley Buddhist Temple. And many others were part of this initial Junior YBA. But it was very interesting when I came across this letter. They kept wonderful records back in those days. And I wanted to share with you today as we remember our loved ones, and many of whom worked so hard for the dedication and the sustaining of this temple, the intention of the Sangha in 1952 and their way of thinking about this space.
で、まあ、1952年に最初のバザーがあって、あの、まあ、この、生き差しで、動いてたんですね。
It says, I'll read this, it's a wonderful entry. It says, for the past few weeks, the members of the Junior YBA have been busy with their preparations for the first San Mateo Buddhist Church Bazaar. This bazaar will be the result of many tireless and thoughtful days of planning by the Fujinkai, the Bukkyokai, the YABA, the YBA, the Sunday School, and the Junior YBA. So many organizations that we had. The purpose of the bazaar is to pay for our new temple, this space where we're standing here. That was the intention of the bazaar, was to raise funds for the creation of this space. The Junior YBA members have been door-to-door salesmen trying to sell the raffle tickets for our big drawing and decorating the various booths. At 6 p.m. on October 11th, the doors were open to the public. There were games, prizes, food of all sorts, fun and entertainment for everyone who attended. Sounds like the tradition continues in the present day. The members were busy working on their various booths all night and the following day. Literally, I think they worked all night. I don't think they went to sleep. At 10 p.m. on Sunday, October 12, 1952, the drawing was held and ended with many happy people carrying their prizes home.
12 a.m. was the end of our very successful bazaar. They stayed until midnight. Yeah, those Issei knew how to party, right? And it's interesting, you know, reading through here, so many of the activities and events, the junior YBA dances and things, ended at midnight. So people used to stay up late back in the day. So it was very wonderful and very inspiring to read this history. And then over the next 4 years, these activities continued. And it was in 1958 that then this hondo was dedicated. Only 6 years later, they were able to raise the funds through the dedication of the Sangha to create this space that we're in now. で、1958年にこの本堂が、ね、設立ができましたね。その慶祝法要 の, あのプログラムもこの中に入っていますね。We have the program from the dedication service that was attended by the deputy mayor of San Mateo and many other important dignitaries from the BCA here for this very special occasion. And then it, looking at the old pictures, the space remains largely unchanged from that time.However, this current arrangement of the Onaijin was redone in 1978. そして1978年、この Onaijin はこの形になったんですね。Prior to that, we had more of, some of you may recall, we had a sort of rounded shape. その前にはこう丸くて上がってたんですね。And then in 1978, we were able to establish this more traditional Japanese style. As well as with these alcoves and so forth.
そしてあのこの、まあ、日本の形式になってたんですね。
And so as I think about this history and the dedication of our Sangha members, I also come to reflect upon why is it that people stayed up till midnight, stayed up all night, working so hard to create this space where we have.
じゃあ何のために一生懸命、ね、夜中の12時まで12時で終わって、そしてまた多分ずっと何時間も後片付けもあったと思いますけど、なぜ一生懸命にあのこのお寺のためにあったんですね。
And this building and establishing of temples as sacred spaces is a long tradition in our Jodo Shinshu teaching and throughout Buddhism.
お寺を建つというのは仏教の中の 長い歴史があるんですね。
And for us, we look to inspiration from one of our great builders in our tradition, Denyo Shoni.
Denyo Shoni, この左に、ご内陣のちょっと左にある方、最初にその手紙を読んだんですけど、Denyo Shoni もお寺を何回も建てたんですね。
So this temple at Osaka, which is Osaka, the first place that we see these words Osaka to describe the place that is now modern day Osaka is in this letter.
Of Renyo Shoni. この大阪という言葉がこの蓮如上人の 手紙に初めて文章に出るんですね。
So, 蓮如上人 established this temple in Osaka on this slight hill, and people gathered from far and wide to be close to 蓮如 to build a Jodo Shinshu temple. And this community grew and grew andNow, much of what is modern-day Osaka is the result of this effort of Renyo Shonin.
そして現代の今の大阪という町は、この Renyo Shonin がそこに、その時はちょっと静かなところでしたね。ちょっと山島の京都の近くからちょっと静かなところに晩年を過ごそうと思って、この大阪のところに移ってたんですね。で、それが御門徒さんがたくさん集まって賑やかになって現代の大阪の大きな一部となってるんですね。
This location where Renyo built his temple later was to be developed as what was called the 石山本願寺。
Renyo Shonin が建てたこの土地は石山本願寺というところに後になりますね。
And this Ishiyama Honganji eventually, after a long struggle with the daimyo Oda Nobunaga, becomes Osaka Castle. So if you've ever been to Osaka and visited Osaka Castle, that site is the site of the, was originally this small little temple that Denyo had built as his own refuge.
そしてこの、まあ、大阪城、現在の大阪城は
遡って前蓮如上人のこの、まあ、ちっちゃなお寺でやったということですね。And 蓮如上人、has two important messages when he talks about this、I think for us as well. 蓮如上人は二つのメッセージがあるんですね。 First he says that he says this twice in the first part of his letter that I must have some connection with this place from the distant past.
祝宴があってこのところに何かご縁があるだろうと2回も述べますね。
For us too, this space, we must have some special connection with this place from the distant past.
我々もこの場所、この2 South Claremont Street、このところに私たちも何かの祝宴があるでしょうね。
So for us too, this 2 South Claremont is a place which we have some deep connection withfrom the distant past. And then 蓮如also talks about why I am building this place. He says, I don't build this temple to spend my last days in luxury, to relax, to enjoy the pretty birds and the beautiful scenery. That's not my intention.
蓮如上人はなぜこのところでお寺を作るかということで、ね、楽しい楽な生活をしてね。楽しいリタイア生活をしながら、きれいな鳥を見ながら、ね、きれいな鳴き声を聞いて、風と月ときれいな景色を喜べるためではないと書くんですね。
It says, I build this place with the sincere hope to see an increase in the number of people who have attained the entrusting heart and those who recite the Nembutsu for the sake of attaining supreme enlightenment.
この場所はね、信心欠如の方々、信心をいただく人を増やすため、念仏を申す人を増やすため、無常の菩提、悟りを開くためのところですね。
I believe that this was also the intention of those who worked so hard to build this temple. Of course, the fun of bazaar is important. Our wonderful, joyful activities are important.This beautiful space to come and feel relaxed is important. But it's important, most importantly, at times like this, when we come to remember our loved ones, remember those who have crossed over to the other shore, in our time of sadness, to hear the assuring words of Amida Buddha, that these loved ones have been embraced, now dwelling on the other shore, we too, living in the Nembutsu, will be able to cross over.Through birth in this pure land, realizing supreme enlightenment in the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu. This is a space to hear and to live, Namo Amida Butsu.
でこの場所は私たちの先方者がこの場所を建てた理由は、まあ楽しいバザーも大切ですが、最も大切のは今日のような亡くなった方々を偲ぶとき、私の人生の行き先はどこにあるかと。よりどころはどこにあるか、それを確認するためのこの念仏を聞くため、信心をいただくための場所であるということですね。
So as I reflect upon the hard work and the effort of many of those we remember here today, I also appreciate the fact that they have provided this space for us as a place to gather and take comfort and remember our loved ones.
で今日忍ぶ本日の正月法要の方々はこの念仏の場所を聞いて私たちが心の中に悲しみにあるとこ時ここに聞いてお念仏を聞くそして安らぎをいただく私たちもお浄土に往生できることを確認できる場として誠にありがたいご縁だと思います。
So thank you very much forjoining us this morning. In conclusion, let us join our hands and together hear the Buddha's voice of compassion in the Nembutsu.
一緒に合唱してお念仏を申します。
南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏